Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
We played a game, you know, it was a physical game. It's I think if you look around the league, there's going to be guys who don't practice on Wednesday, part of the deal. So there's going to be a guy or two maybe that'll miss the game. That's okay. You know, we've got guys ready to back up. Yeah, I want to be the best defense in the history of football. That's where do I want the defense to be? I want to be the best that ever played. I want the defense to be out there, and I want to give up no yards, no touchdowns, no completions. I want to get sacks every time. Okay, so like, what's the standard? Standard's high. It's high, high. And we'll keep chasing that high standard every single day. Marlon had the finger pinned, so Marlon won't be playing in the game. But he'll be recovering, and hopefully the next week he'll be back. He'll be listed as a knee, so it's not the hamstring, nothing there. Some soreness coming out of the game, so should be okay. I'm looking forward to practice tomorrow.
Well, that would be today,
right?
Practice for Lamar Jackson, and we told you this one because it all came down as we were getting off the air on Woman Crush Wednesday. Lamar was not at practice yesterday. We didn't know why at the time, but with a knee, all right, had the hamstring cost him a couple of games. John Harbaugh did not sound too concerned. And as we know, John Harbaugh doesn't want to get into absolutes with injuries because you don't know. But he's looking forward to today. And then today, we'll tell the big story. Vinny, if he's not practicing today, then there might be an issue.
Oh, no doubt.
With Lamar's availability for Sunday at Cleveland, where the Ravens have lost three of their last four games, including last year. As a matter of fact. So that was an interesting turn of events. Not stunning yet. We'll wait to see what the next couple of days have in store for us. Spread has a change because, of course, Vegas has their finger on the pulse of everything. Mm-hmm. Well, it's 7.5. So Lamar, if he's not practicing today, then tomorrow we're going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah. Oh, no question about it, Bob. I mean, because Harbs said he'd be back today, thought he'd be back today. And the only place I could see, Bob, you know, when they ran a quarterback sweep to the left and the DB came up underneath him.
What, like the 2-yard line,
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe that bothered his knee some, or maybe a lot of times you don't know till the next day. You know, I mean, that was the thing. Like when I was in, you know, the pro sports, Bob, I mean, you know, you leave the game and everything, then you come back Monday and you go like, the hell happened to you? You know, I mean, guys don't feel it because the adrenaline and all that, and then the next morning they wake up and something hurts.
Case in point, Rashad Bateman apparently.
Yeah.
walking boot after the game.
Yeah.
He said he got hurt when he was trying to get into the end zone, where he felt just short, stayed in the game, got the two-point conversion after the Andrews TD. And then Kimberly Martin talked to him from ESPN, said high ankle sprain, didn't practice yesterday, and it looks like he's not playing on Sunday as well.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, Bob, Tez Walker had 2 touchdowns last time they played Cleveland.
Sure.
You know, and
where the hell's he been? Well, I know we were talking about it yesterday.
I don't know, you know.
He got banged up, then he got forgotten, it seems.
Yeah, no, and all he does is score touchdowns.
Right.
So it'll be interesting. And he was one of the gunners on the punt team, you know, and then Jackson came in after that, you know, and then Jackson's kind of taking that job now. So, I mean, if they got to put Tez Walker in, that's fine, you know. But, I mean, Bob, you know what I did today was, you know, I mean, we watched the film today, which we will do. And then I said, well, you know, let me go back and look at week 2, because I'm like you, I don't remember week 2 at all.
I know they won and pulled away late.
Yeah.
That's kind of the remembrance of that.
But when you watched the film, Bob, I mean, Henry had, coming off a huge game against Buffalo, I mean, they loaded the, he had 11 carries for 23 yards. The only yards that he made, Bob, were to the outside, which in my mind, I'm thinking, Keaton Mitchell,
yeah,
you know, is going to have a bigger role in this game. But I mean, Lamar had 4 touchdown passes in that game, you know, and Lamar was a stud. And what got them going, it was 10-3 at the half. You know, what got them going was the Hummel block punt. Otherwise, they did nothing unless they got field position, which an interception or a fumble or the block punt. But, I mean, if they had to start back, no. They were 3 of 12 on third down. I mean, they did not move the ball to the length of the field. They had 240 yards.
That was the game in which Marlon had the ball bounce off his hands that turned into a touchdown.
Yes, yes.
Now, Marlon Humphrey, and we heard John Harbaugh here in the opening of the show, had his finger pinned, I guess that inserted pin in a damaged finger, not going to go. Do we assume that we won't see him until Cincinnati on Thanksgiving night? Are we going to roll with that one?
I would say that's a hell of an assumption, Bob. I would say that's a given. Just because, all right, I mean, if you're Marlon and you're talking about it with Harbs and the doctors and stuff and say, all right, I can play, you know, and suck it up till the end of the season, but I got to have it wrapped the whole time. And we saw, you know, he missed some tackles because, you know, he can't reach out and grab anything. So, all right, you wouldn't look at it. All right, we got 2 quarterbacks that, you know, inexperienced quarterbacks, not really strong offenses. And we'll talk about that later, the Cleveland offense. So it's a good time to do it. You know, I mean, you're going to put in Awuzie, who's been playing good, you know, and you put in Tampa, who had an interception against Cleveland the last time, Keon Martin. I think they're comfortable with what they would have to do because Keon will play in the nickel inside with Humphrey being out.
It's 58-81-057, the Fan Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, Plaza Sports text line at 410-583-1057, Nolan McGraw. He's got you covered. We'll talk to Quick Draw throughout the course of the show. But we also heard John Harbaugh talking about the defense. I want him to be the greatest defense of all time. I want to force turnovers, get sacks, give up no touchdowns. Yeah, I get it. That's kind of the goal, to be this dominant defense. And they have been better the last 4 weeks. But let's baby steps it. And we'll get to Cleveland's offense, as you said, in a film study, their game last week against the Jets. There's these get-right games.
Yeah.
Maybe this Ravens defense has a monster performance with sacks, and they've been forcing turnovers, which is great. Can they stop the run against Judkins? I mean, that'll be all things we discuss. But, man, greatest defense of all time, let's take baby steps. But they're definitely trending in a much better direction than they were a month ago.
Bob, if I'm a betting man, Harbs is sitting in and involved heavily in the defense because he talks about – he very rarely mentions the offense because I'm guessing he's in the defensive meetings a lot, you know, because we – you know, it's all defense, 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 which is fine because you know what? In this game, defense going to have to defense is going to have to put the offense in position to win this game.
Nolan McGraw, real quick before we get to the next subject, any concerns with Lamar Jackson out with a knee? John Harbaugh implying that he'll be ready to rock and roll today.
No concerns until this afternoon.
Right.
So we'll know them. But yeah, I mean, we said it when it came out. It was like, who knows what it is? You know, he could trot back on the field 20 minutes later. We've seen that earlier in the season. So with Lamar, nothing is ever clear. Nothing is never easy when it comes to injuries, but for now, I'll hold off.
Keaton Mitchell was on that thing yesterday, too.
Yeah, what do you have, a hip or a groin or something?
He was limited, and Justice Hill didn't practice at all.
Yeah.
So we'll monitor that situation also.
Well, the thing is, you know, with anybody else, like, say, Keaton Mitchell, yeah, you want him to practice, you know, at least one day or whatever, because I've never liked that if a guy doesn't practice all week, then he's going to come play in the game and, you know, say, well, you know, he's practiced all year. You need some reps prior to the game, you know, to be ready to play, you know. So, but a lot of times what happens is you may see a guy walk through it or whatever, but on Sunday they're getting a Toradol shot, so they're playing. You know, I mean, that's, you know, if a guy doesn't practice all week, Bob, or, you know, is limited to old time and then he plays in the game, he's getting a shot in the ass, you know, and he's going to play because he's not going to feel anything. And then that's when they come in on Monday and they're sore as hell.
4:25 kickoff Sunday. You got your early predictions for the game. Give us a call at 410-583-1057. Ravens are 4-5. We're asking the question yesterday. I think they're 7-5 by the time Pittsburgh comes in December 7th.
If I'm a Bob, to me, their toughest game this Sunday. I think at least in the first half, it's going to be a dogfight early in this game. This is going to be the hardest game for them until till after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because you have the Jets and then Cincinnati at home, short week, but still.
This can be a bitch.
At home. Not that the Ravens are unbeatable at home, by the way. I think we've seen that. I mean, it's not an impossible task.
Yeah, ask Houston.
For the opposition. But, hey, 2 weeks ago, I didn't think they'd be 5-5, much less 7-5. But yet here they are, a game away from getting to 500 for the first time since week two against the Cleveland Browns. We got Jim Smith joining us, Maryland Athletic Director. As Terps football's at Illinois coming up on Saturday afternoon. Big underdogs there. They've lost 5 in a row. And I was going to start it off with, like, good news. Hey, soccer, and they lost last night.
Yeah.
2-0 to UCLA. Packed house that in College Park for the game. Bruins scored a couple late to hand Maryland their first loss of the season. I don't know the field for men's soccer. I'd be lying if I try to BS my way through it. I'm guessing they're an at-large team because they're not going to win the conference championship. That's obvious. They lost in the tournament last night, but we'll talk to Jim about that. Buzz Williams goes back to Marquette, where he was longtime coach there. Took them to the tournament a bunch of times. Took them to the Elite Eight. 1 year lost to Syracuse when they should have. Made it to the Final Four, but we'll talk to Jim Smith about that. And obviously, football, the struggles there. Jerry Coleman's going to be joining us. We got Vinny's film of the Browns' defense and offense. Orioles have made some additions, and they've kept some people on the coaching staff. For old Albie there, Craig Albernaz, the new Orioles manager. Scoobs wins back-to-back Cy Young. Skeensy, he gets one. His first unanimous in the National League. So honors coming.
Who picked Skeens to win it? I did.
But let's keep it real. It's kind of the only guy you knew. And school. It's not like you were digging deep into, like, Seattle.
I still got it.
Oh, yeah, you did. Take the victory lap. I'll take the guy I've heard of before. Skeensy won an unanimous. Trevor Rogers actually got votes.
Oh, nice.
So there's good. Little Oriole representation. And one MVP.
Shout out Rock Cabaco. There you go. Holding it down.
MVPs tonight. It'd be interesting to see Ohtani's going to win in the National League, but does the big dumper get some run against Aaron Judge here? I don't know, but we'll talk about that. And then some. We got a lot to get to. It's Total Request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. And starting at 11 o'clock, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. No Lamar. No chance, usually. But John Harbaugh said he'll be back today. He's looking forward to it. So are we. Ravens still strong favorites. Assumption Lamar's playing the next 3 weeks. Are there yes or no question? Will the Ravens be 7-5 by the time the Steelers come in December 7th?
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Starting 11 o'clock, get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday at Full Tab 583-1057. Ravens 7.5-point favorites at Cleveland, where the Ravens have lost 3 of their last 4 games. We got a lot to get into with that. Jim Smith, Maryland AD, talk about what's happening in College Park. Football at Champaign. Basketball's at Marquette. Soccer loses at home in the Big Ten tournament, but still a good season. NCAA tournament still upon us. And anything else you want to get into in your sporting world? Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Happy Thursday. There was someone wanted to talk to y'all about earlier this week, and ironically, before I get to that, because that's a tease, radio tease. I've learned a lot calling in over the years. But the Ravens. I think the Ravens, it's going to be a 1-2 possession game on Sunday, because every time they go to Cleveland, I remember being at B-Dubs last year looking at that game and seeing Kyle Hamilton drop that interception in his hands, and how everyone in B-Dubs, you would have thought, it was 9/11 all over again when everyone was, oh my God, what happened? You know what I mean? And yeah, so you can't sleep on these games, because Jameis Winston turned into Warren Moon last year when they played the Ravens, man. So, you know, trust me, I'm a big Shador guy, so I would love to see Cleveland get it handed to him. But there's something about going to Cleveland, man. Maybe it's just some sort of a, you know, Michael White curse. And you may not know the reference of Michael White, audience, but Michael White was the mayor of Cleveland. They try to keep Cleveland in Cleveland. Maybe that's the curse, but Nevertheless, y'all still there?
Yeah, we're listening to you. You're filibustering right now. I'm sure Rashawn's listening greatly right now at this time.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Rashawn, man. You know what I mean? Like, he do his thing. He actually inspired me to start going to games because that brother be moving around. But I will say this as I hang up the phone. The reason why I fell back from talking and calling sports talk radio, even being a fan like that, number one, is not healthy. But number two, what happened in Dallas with Nico Harrison. At the end of the day, Vinny, you can relate to this. Definitely relate to this. I remember working in Washington, D.C., and every other caller would call in crying about Vinny. And I'm like, don't they realize Washington is doing the best they can to put the best product on the field? So I got to ask y'all, fellas, as I get off the phone, has not only what illegal gambling, because not legal gambling, but legal gambling has made fandom worse. How do GMs and execs and players, Vinny, deal with just the rapid toxic nature? Because any time that Jason Kidd had to come out and tell fans to please move on, you're hurting the team, you know we in a dark place. So how have y'all fellas handled that from the fan side, Bob, to the executive side, Vinny? Y'all guys have a good one.
Well, the biggest thing is you just avoid it. You know, you don't listen. You know, to the people, you know, like, you can deal with it. The people that it gets to is like your kids, your family, those people, because they go to school. My kids, you know, getting on the bus and the kids are saying stuff. Oh, my dad said this about, you know, your dad and everything, you know. So that's where it's hard. You know, it's kind of like Sirianni dealing with all the, he finally says, I'm not talking about that stuff anymore.
The A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
By the way, fan angst towards their favorite team's been going on since sports were invented.
No doubt.
But now because of social media, I mean, gambling's been going on under the scenes forever, too. Now it's legal and everyone, hey, I'm going to have a couple prop bets for tonight's game, which we're going to talk about with Mike Harmon later in the show. But social media is the real scourge of society.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, it is brutal. Just there's venom towards most things. Everyone, it's such and such is under fire. Such and
Loxley,
such is being called.
No,
but just in all walks of life.
No doubt.
Hey, the guy that made the biscuits at the restaurant, he's under fire. He's taking the task because one person's offended, and all of a sudden, people are losing their minds. Gambling certainly adds an aspect to it. Graham Gano came out in the New York papers this week, kicker for the Giants. He was getting death threats. I mean, Jacoby Jones, rest in peace, when I did the player show with him back 2012-13, when he played for the Houston Texans, he fumbled twice against the Ravens in the playoff game in 2011.
How about Cundiff?
But Lee wait, Evans. No. Let me finish the story. So he fumbles twice. Ravens turn him into points in advance to the Cundiff game. Jacoby's like, I went home that night and my house was shining. They egged his house.
Jeez.
First of all, how the hell did you know where he lived? I mean, you're a whack job if you do that sort of thing. But they egged his house. He said, I thought my house was shining for some reason.
I had toilet paper all over mine once.
I mean, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
all the trees and everything else.
Come on, man. Was it Halloween or just a random we lost to the Cowboys sort of thing?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
But it's like, come on, people. Now, if you have a financial stake, that's your problem. Please play responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
But to take it that personally, there are other people, wives, children, pets. I mean, calm the bleep down. I mean, Nolan, why did you egg Vinny's house with the toilet paper?
Yeah, Nolan.
You don't even like the Redskins.
No, he wasn't even born.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. He goes, hey, don't come to my house. That's all I'll say.
He goes, my house was shining, and I didn't know what the hell it was. I pulled up, and there were eggshells. They, like, blasted him. And Baltimore, he was a hero and will always remain such. But a year before with the Houston Texans, everybody hated his guts. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. When does fanaticism get over the edge? And we see many, many instances of it. Is it more of a gambling aspect, or do people take their team so seriously? And we feed off of it. This is what we're here for.
Yeah.
The Vente, and I'll bet you, I broke TVs watching Maryland basketball with no financial stake at all. Back in the 80s, I don't do that sort of thing now. Why blame the inanimate object? But when does fanaticism cross the line into, like, lunacy? And I think we see that a lot.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Joining us now, as he does every Thursday, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, Athletic Director, University of Maryland Terrapins. Ask the AD. Is sponsored by the Green Turtle. Featuring the Turtle Trio, three favorites for $15.99. Plus $2 off those personal pictures. And here he is. Let's talk to our buddy Jim Smith. Jim, how are you feeling this morning?
Great, Bob. How are you?
Hanging in there. And, man, the soccer team, they are running that donut across everyone in their path so far this season. But last night in front of a packed house down in College Park, Bruins got them. 2 goals in the second half. But tough loss, obviously, not going to win the Big Ten championship. My question is, because I'm not an aficionado, Jim, on the NCAA tournament field when it comes to men's soccer, is it a champions-only league, or do at-large bids are very real in this regard with the selections coming out on Monday?
No, Bob, we're definitely going to be in the tournament. Nice. We're going to be hosting, we were the number one team in the country going into that one. So you can't go from number one to being out. Even in college sports, you can't go from number one to being out. So we're going to, and we feel really confident we're going to be hosting another home game. It'll be another huge crowd. And, you know, I know the guys will, it's their first loss of the year. I know they're angry, and they'll be ready to go when we host in 10 days or so.
Yep. Bids come out on Monday, the 17th. So Maryland men, tough loss last night, but advancing to the ultimate goal, hopefully, winning a national championship. Now, the basketball men, Jim, they win the other night against Alcorn State. And, you know, they started banging some threes late, still hitting them free throws like a champ, no doubt about it. Payne's been a stud throughout his very early Maryland career. But Buzz is going back to Rutgers, going back to Marquette on Saturday, where he had great success, took them to an Elite Eight and multiple tournament appearances, coached a lot of studs. Jimmy Buckets, for instance, is one of them. For Buzz Williams, I mean, is he all business Maryland, or is there going to be some melancholy stuff once he gets back to Milwaukee for the first time in a while, by the way?
I think it's all business with Buzz. Yeah. I feel very confident that the guys are going to be ready to play, and they're not even going to know Buzz coached there. And what you said is very true about wherever you go with Buzz, and that where you're going to have a great record. They're going to have people who really like them, and he's going to go in there, and he's not going to be thinking about anything but that game on that day in the Maryland uniform.
Hey, Jim, when we look at, you know, the Big Ten, you know, I mean, I coached at Minnesota, Notre Dame in college. You were at Ohio State. The realistic view of Maryland football is what? Because when I look at it, you know, it doesn't have the reputation football-wise of, or the money of like Ohio State, Michigan, you know, Oregon, USC, even Indiana now because of the money and stuff. Where do you see Maryland fitting in, you know, because they should be comparable to who?
Vinny, it's a great question, and I think, you know, if we're going to look, everybody's going to look at Indiana as a program to model after. And I think, you know, when you really do the research and peel back how Indiana did it, they started 4 years ago and really started making investments into the program and then gained a little momentum and caught a little bit of lightning in a bottle, and then everything's been flowing from there. And I think that's the, you know, that's where I certainly believe that's where Maryland can be. We're in the beautiful part is, hey, we're in the DMV. So we have the athletes already here and they want to play here. They want to stay here. So we've got to give the rest of the package to our coaches and to our football program, which is, when I say the rest of the package, I mean resources. And we've got to all come to the table. That's why I was hitting you up for NIL earlier this year.
Right.
We've all got to do this together. It's not just a one-man show and putting everything on the one guy to say, hey, he's got to do it all. The organization, meaning the department's got to contribute. The university has to contribute. And all our fans have to be a part of this this success that we're going to have here at Maryland.
But when you say that, Jim, and you know what? I would agree, but are they the outlier, Indiana, you know, and are, you know, does Maryland, you know, because I agree with you. And how have they got it done? Because they got, by winning, they got the fans involved. And you know, I mean, you know this better than we do. By winning, people get happy. And like when we won a national championship, probably same thing as you at Ohio State. We won a national championship. They got more money, you know, in endowments and stuff than they ever got, you know, because of winning. And winning brings in happiness, money, people loosen up their pocketbooks. So to me, that is why Indiana, you know, probably financially, they can go pay a bunch of guys. Right now, you can't, you know, and that's it. You can't pay a quarterback $11 million like Michigan. You can't pay $25 million like Ohio State does. So, I mean, that's the dilemma where you're at, my opinion.
Well, it is a dilemma, but it's a solvable one, right? I think you said it best. Where does all that money come from?
Boosters, boosters. Fans, yes.
Yeah.
So it comes from the people who believe that they want their flagship school to be successful in their state. And I think that's where Ohio State started. If Indiana started 4 years ago, Ohio State started 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we're, you know, there is a little bit of a runway here. And we are in, you know, I've been here 4.5 months. And, you know, so from my perspective, we're in year one of this new era of college football. And so we're building towards it. And I'm not going to say we don't have people who aren't step. We have people who are stepping up for this program. And they're stepping up, starting with our effort to retain the players that we have and recruit in new players. So I actually, I know it's going to sound crazy because you're just going to say I'm trying to spin it a certain way. I actually feel really good about where we are going into next year. We got a solid foundation, and I know what we have to work with, which is much different than what Locks in the group had to work with last year.
Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fantasy. He does every Thursday. And just going back to early Ralph, when I was a season ticket holder, Jim Smith, you know, I got old and I couldn't afford it anymore. I didn't feel like driving. I got five TVs in my house. But when Ralph had the early success, all of a sudden the Tizer Tower got built. Say, hey, we're going to build this into this monstrosity. This was pre-NIL. So when you get that sort of fan support and the enthusiasm for the program, you know, people are going to start throwing some dough. To that point, how is the fundraising? How are they going? Not just for football, which is huge, because all this conference expansion is because of football, let's face it. But how's that happening, and how is it going to hopefully improve as we get into the end of the season, into the off season, and then into March Madness and beyond?
Well, I think it's actually there's good momentum here at Maryland. I think we just launched a massive campaign. People definitely believe in the university and what it means to the community, to the state. And I believe that there's a number of people who can feel and understand kind of how I'm outlining what we need to do over the next 3 years to get this program to where Vinny mentioned those other schools. That's where we want to aspire to be. Now, I don't think you need to have the most money to be successful long term. You have to have smart money, and you have to invest it right. Right? And Vinny knows it because he's managed the salary cap before in professional sports. If all the money is the same, then it comes down to the talent of the people managing the cap. Now, all the money isn't the same, but it is more common amongst the majority of the schools out there than most people think.
Jim Smith, AD, University of Maryland. Jim, what else is happening down at College Park as we head into this weekend? What, less than 2 weeks away, I guess, 3 weeks from Thanksgiving?
Hey, come see Brenda Freese's team. Women's basketball is a lot of fun to watch. We're going to play Towson tonight. You know, anytime you can get out to catch basketball out here, it's always a great night. So hope to see lots of Terps here tonight and for all our future basketball games.
Pick a song, Jim Smith. It is Total Request Thursday.
So I'm going to go with Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger. Look at you. Oh, by the way, you must not have heard me a couple of weeks ago. Double X. Double X for that sweater I was asking about. Jim Smith, Athletic Director, University of Maryland. Jim, we appreciate it. Have fun with football. Have fun with hoops this weekend. And we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Yep, good
Thanks,
luck
guys.
Saturday. Yep.
Here's Jim Smith, everybody. We'll come back. Talk to Nolan McGraw. We're going to get to, let's see, we got Vinny's film study of the Cleveland Browns defense. Because that's going to be the one that,
no doubt,
if there's a ball game, that's going to be the side of the football that makes things interesting. Whip around 11:15, what happened in the world of sports last night. Jerry Coleman, preview the Ravens and Browns with him. Ravens 7.5-point favorites. No Lamar Jackson, but no worries, right? He's good. Get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 is the number. Pick a song, we'll play it. Starting 11, get your votes in. Featured artist Friday, Vinny's film breakdown of the Browns defense. Something to keep an eye on. As you know, their special team sucked against the Jets last week. And Breece Hall got him late.
Yeah, he got him on that screen pass. Yeah. He got him a couple. He hit him for about three plays, and that's it. That's but the offense.
They're at home. Ravens have lost three of their last four at Cleveland, including last year. And Ray mentioned the interception from Hamilton that wasn't.
Yeah.
I think he dropped that ball three times.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. Right. He's running to his right.
He was doing
left.
A Macarena with that thing.
I'm like, oh, you kidding me?
Eddie Jackson, if memory serves,
in the end zone.
Dropped one or two. So either way, Ravens right now, they're on a three-game heater trying to get to 500, which would be huge. You got Pittsburgh coming up in a couple of weeks. And then after this stretch that's been on the road, then they're home for the Jets, who stink. And then Cincinnati, whose defense stinks, on Thanksgiving night. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Dave at Cockeysville. Dave, what's going on?
Fine, Bob. How are you? I know you guys are doing well. Bob, you are probably the biggest Maryland fan, definitely on the radio there, and I've been listening to you since you had Haney and Hoops on Saturdays. I think that was the name of the show.
That was 26, 27 years ago.
Yeah, regardless. You've been around. I listen to you, and I like listening to you and Vinny, especially to both of you guys. Anyway, I'm talking about Maryland football. You know, I'm a grad of Maryland, and now I've sworn off on going to see Maryland football anymore because Loxley has turned me off for several reasons. His coaching is right out there at the top, but his comments after they've lost, and then before the Rutgers game, saying, well, what could we, a reporter asked me, said, if we win, that'll be our fifth win, and that's progress from last year when we won four. And then he said, winning the fifth game also would be progress from last year in the Big Ten because we won. It's one more win than we had last year. I mean, ridiculous comments like that. And then last year after he lost to USC, he basically circled the wagons. And you know something? You have to achieve a certain standing before you act like that. And he has not, in my mind, done that. And when he was hired, I said, good. You know, I remember seeing him on TV with Nick Saban because they said, people are going to see him as the assistant coach of the year. And that's great for Maryland. But what he's come here has shown that he is not a head coach. As far as head coaches go, he's a great assistant. And, the offensive coordinator, whatever. But the other thing is that all this, you know, if you want people to come down there, you have to make decisions. Jim Smith is a great cheerleader, and I don't know him well enough. Vinny knows more about him, but I understand he does this and that. But you got to make decisions. And I talk to other people that live down in Berwyn Heights in Maryland there, and, you know, fans of us. I watch everything that Maryland. I hope every sport. I can't watch it all live, but I tell you, I watched the Maryland soccer game. I finished at 1 o'clock this morning, and I saw UCLA score those two goals in the end. I'm going, ugh. I want everything from Maryland. I went to school there. And what I'm looking at here is a coach. He's not going to do it. This is his seventh year. Don't tell me, who was it? Somebody said, well, they went to three straight bowls. What did you say yesterday, Bob?
Well, yeah, they were, mid-level bowls at best when Friedgen and Ross and Claiborne were going to bowl games. They were bringing championships with them from the conference. Granted, it's ACC versus Big Ten, which is much tougher, Dave, as you know. But still, they were playing in Sun Bowls and Gator Bowls and Orange Bowls, Peach Bowls, not Mayonnaise Stripe, Bowls. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, look, I went to the Gator Bowl in 1976 when Larry Dick and Mark Mangus, and it was rained the whole game. We beat Florida 13-0. I drove all the way down there with my future wife. And, I love Maryland. I want them to win every sport that I come up, even the field hockey, you know, women's, whatever it is. The point is that you've got to make decisions. And, Vinny, you know this as a GM. You got to make decisions and look at the lay of the land. The lay of the land indicates right now that Loxley is not the coach. They say we can't get that. They're 71st in the rankings for next year's class. That's not going to cut. I think Keith Cavanaugh told you this last week.
Yeah.
And you know, the point is, and you know, their first game, bowl game against Virginia Tech. Remember, 22 players didn't play for Virginia Tech in that game for disciplinary reasons. Okay, if they didn't win that game, then you could have put out the Little Sisters of the Poor and won that one. But the other case, one more thing,
yeah, and real quick, Dave, we got to go.
And that's the point: is that you got to make decisions, and the decision right now is Mike Loxley might be a great guy. But when you're making $6.1 million, you have to show some results. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, there's Dave in Cockeysville bringing out a Larry Dick reference, going back to the mid-70s with Maryland football. And so you probably remember, Dave, when they were undefeated, lost to Houston in the Cotton Bowl after 1976 regular season. Jim Smith's first big decision is going to be, what are you going to do with the football program?
Bob, let me
if they lose eight in a row, man, come on.
Well, Illinois, Bob, at home, 4-1. They beat at home. They beat Western Illinois, Western Michigan. They beat USC at home, and they beat Rutgers at home. They lost to Ohio State at home. They beat Rutgers at home 36-13. Beat SC 34-32, which was a good game.
Good game. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're very good at home.
So Maryland trying to break a five-game skid on the road after losing by 15 at Rutgers. And then it's Michigan at College Park. And then a neutral site game against Michigan State. Two teams that are not going in the direction they had hoped for.
How much maize and blue in the stands in 2 weeks?
Probably the whole side where the benches are. Probably that entire side. But Mike talking about progress. Nah, it's regression. your three straight bowl wins. Now you're looking at back-to-back seasons of not making a bowl. Mm-hmm. How in the hell is that progress? That's the exact opposite of progress. Anyway, when we come back, Browns defense, have they progressed to the point where they can make things miserable for the Ravens? They did for a while in the first game.
Oh, yeah. No, yes, they did.
Week two of the season at M&T. Whip around 11:15. Jerry Coleman, we're going to talk to him about the Ravens and the Browns. And Jerry, he likes to insult cities. Does he have any problems with Cleveland here?
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.